I talk to coaches and they're always looking for more money for the program, more in the budget, more for their staff. Athletic directors will say, hey, money makes excuses disappear and it shows our investment. There's a lot of money in college football that's been thrown around in the last 2 weeks. Five coaches combined for $500 million in salary. Then you throw in buyouts. So there is a lot of money. But when you have a loaded offer and it has money, your selling point is it's an investment. If you don't put a lot of money into our program, I guess you don't look at us as a program that is committed to winning. Miami all of a sudden came up with a lot of money. One of the drawbacks of the Miami job is the assistant coaches' salaries are not high enough that coaches cannot live near the University of Miami in Coral Gables because it's so expensive to live around there that they have to live a far way away. And so that's always been the push. Well, I don't think you're going to have to worry about that with Mario Cristobal. He got done with his press conference today, and he said something at the end that is very interesting about the investment by Miami. He credited Kirk Herbstreit. Why? Remember on game day when Kirk Herbstreit went after the University of Miami, and quote, this kind of goes back to a call earlier from Dave when we were talking about the alignment of the administration to the football program. To me, you look at the powerhouse programs, the president, AD, head coach, same vision. They're aligned in the vision for what needs to happen. Recruiting, budget, staff, whatever it means, that's what it takes. Miami doesn't have that. So I don't think it matters who the head coach is. Until you get a president and an AD and a coach together on the same page, I guess football doesn't matter. It matters to alums, to the brotherhood of the U, but I don't know if it matters to the people making decisions at Miami. And if they don't change that, it doesn't matter who the head coach is. Well, there's a lot of us nodding our head over the last 20 years in Lincoln and other places, doesn't have to be football, that you know how administration, athletic director, coach, if they share the same vision or if they're completely opposite. After that segment on game day, people that cover Miami said Miami officials were embarrassed. Mario Cristobal thanked Kirk Herbstreit for getting Miami's administration to spend money on athletics. Cristobal said he reached out to Herbstreit and joked, "We ought to get you on the air more often to take jabs at resources." Says he will have resources for assistance and make sure that they can succeed. How about that? Get three entities aligned, clear vision. No more excuses. 104, Tom Chattel is next.